those with sharp eyesight will notice that I'm no longer.
What happened? I mean, what did the doctor say?
The
like 3 days without the mikvah? I just couldn't do it. You had to get had this cast on.
Like, you cannot take it off.
Well, so eventually I forget this. I don't care. I can't do the mikvah. Like, it's like crazy. So I took it off. I realized that you could actually put it back on. Like, it was a cast that you could like slip back in. Mm-hmm. I could slip. But then once I took it off, I saw that the cast was actually doing nothing. My finger was still bent like this. Even in the cast, it wasn't straight. So I thought, forget that. It's not doing anything. Wrapped it with a bit of the cloth. My daughter fashioned me a broken plastic teaspoon as a splint. Hey, how? Well done.
I would still
much better.
I would still recommend going to your clinic and having them put a proper splint on. It'll take no time at all.
Yeah, that's what they told me in the hospital.
I mean,
they put a proper splint on. They put a whole cast on, and it was still bent. Exactly. So doctors, forget them. Hashem is in charge, and no one else. Don't forget it.
I mean, I was.
And Rav Zev. Zev Balin.
Oh.
So I saw on Wednesday, we were comparing war wounds. I was like, oh, what happened? He goes, oh, yeah, I did the same playing basketball recently, right? A year ago. Right? He dislocated this finger. And he showed me. And they fixed it up. And look, it's like, right, forget him. Right? Poor Hashem. Anyway, we only rely on Hashem. And doctors are agents of the Yetzirah and the angel of death. You could not have enough time to deal with everyone, so we appointed shlichim agents. And it's not just the Breslov idea. In fact, famous Litvish Rav in Israel, lived in Israel, not with us anymore, died, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. Big, one of the Gedolim. They told him once that the hospital in, I can't remember which hospital, was on strike. Told me it was just like the news, they were on all the doctors on strike. And he said, Baruch Hashem, you should thank Hashem. They said, why? He said, less people will die now. The hospital was on strike, doctors are on strike, they're not working. He said, thank God, less people will die. And he was a liberal, he's not a Breslover. He was a... Anyway,
well, the British program, they have a system where they guarantee that once you sign in the program, within 36 hours, you're guaranteed dead.
Yeah. Only 36 hours, they're getting slow.
Well, it takes time to fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Tom, anyway.
Okay, so I'm taking this off.
Well, it's up to you. Anyway, so good morning. Welcome to Gemara Brachot, Daf, Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph. Towards the end of the page, 63A. What's it got?
What happened?
Okay. Okay, one, Rabbi Tavi, where's Rabbi Tavi?
Okay, where are you?
One, Rabbi Tavi. Where's Rabbi Tavi gone? There we go. About 15 lines up. Last two words on the line, Amar Rabbi Tavi.
15 lines up.
From the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines up. 13 lines up, Amar Rabbi Tavi.
8, 5.
63A5, second half of the first column. Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Tavi said in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, Kol Hamar Peatzmo, Yitivrei Torah, Ein Bo, Koach La'amod B'Yom Sarah. anyone who our pet weakens, apparently. Our pet means a wafua. He means rock from Rafet, other than Alaf Yafet. So he is from Raf, to make yourself weak from Raf. Marpet, when anyone who weakens himself from words of Torah, Ein bo kocha, mod b'yomtzoi, he will not have strength to stand in a day of troubles, a day of distress. What's this mean? Apparently, we got a Rashi. Hitrapit. Rashi's got a different lashon. Hitrapit instead of marpet. It's the same word. Midivrei Torah b'yomtzoi lo k'ah. So what does he say? So the footnote says a person who weakens himself from words of Torah, it says here means one who studies without diligence or enthusiasm. Right? If you come to a Torah shiur and you're like, not enthusiastic, and you're not really following, then learning Torah can be very weakening, very draining.
Time from the Gemara, also the, when they study Torah, the evil, also the angel of death had no chance to take them when they study Torah, but today it's not so, because we're not so.
Alright,
so David Melech
knew.
Oh, let's open. David
Melech knew that the angel of death was coming for him on a Shabbat. So he made sure to spend the whole Shabbat learning Torah because he knew, like Rabbi Reuven just said, that the angel of death can't take you when you're studying Torah. That's when you're studying Torah like David HaMelech. The whole time. Not there yet. On the way. Good morning.
Are they going to be jackhammering the roof?
No, they don't think they do.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering about the noise level.
Okay.
Samach
Gimel Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Shnei Amar, like it says, Hitrapita b'yom tzara sar kochecha. If you weaken yourself, then on a day of distress, your strength will be weakened, constricted. Right? Amar Rab Ami Bar Matna Amar Shmuel. Rab Ami Bar Matna said in the Mishmol, Afilu Mitzvah Chat. Even if only one mitzvah, what does this mean? That means even if you weaken yourself, Afilu Mitzvah Chat, Rashi says, Im Netrape Mimena Kisheba Liado. If a person weakens himself from it when it comes into his hand, and is not concerned in order to fulfill it, to busy himself with it, his strength weakens. Shema, like it says, the Gemara says, Hitrapita mikomakom. Hitrapita means if you weaken yourself. So the Gemara adds mikomakom in any place that you weaken yourself from serving Hashem, being it Torah or being it in mitzvah. Then a person has no strength on a bad day. What does that mean? It means that if a person wants to make it through those bad days, he's got to use the good days well. We have to strengthen ourselves on a good day. We have to gather wheat when it flows in nicely. We have to gather wheat when it's cheap in order that we have what to eat when it's expensive. Right, we need to, when things are going well, we've got to use that time and make the most of it. Because on a bad day, that's what's going to give us strength to see it through those downs, is the Rishima, the memory of the ups. Whenever you have a spiritual raising upness,
what?
Aliyah, spiritual aliyah, then although we fall, there's what's called a rashima, an impression that's left. And that impression is enough for us to hold on to. Kilo, in our terms, we could say it's the memory of feeling good. Now, I remember yesterday I felt really good and I'm going to keep going. Right, the rashima. But the rashima, the strength of that rashima is according to how much we put into it. Like if you carve, carve deeply, and you leave a stronger message. So if a person's keep carving away in their studies or in their mitzvah observance, then when they're not studying or not in their mitzvah, but when you've fallen, then that remains. You've got that rashima to hang on to. So, Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, Rabbi Abahu Hava Mishnaye. Rabbi Abahu was speaking. He said the following. Kishi Yarad Chanina ben Achi, when Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, when Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yeshua's brother, went down to the Golad, to the diaspora, I think this is the same Rabbi Chanina we learnt in Sanhedrin about judges who are allowed to judge when they go to Chutz La'aretz, and he went and asked Rebbe if he was allowed, and we had that whole family tree about who was actually the brother and the son of the Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe. Went down to Gola. Maybe. Hayam Abed Shanim Bekoveh Chadashim B'chutz La'aretz. That's what we learned. Yafeh mod. Okay, very good. Hayam Abed, he was... He's going to take it all out. I think he's going to take out. I understood that he's going to take out the other bits. Yeah.
What did he say?
I'm speaking English to translate for you. He said.
My mama was from Hungary. Yeah. I was walking to the kindergarten and started a sentence in Hebrew and completed in Hungarian. So, he studied in Kurta. I didn't understand what this.
Yes, sir. Okay, so what?
What's going on?
In the room, and the guy who just came in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said he's going to come in and clear the tables out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway, Rav Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yeshua's brother, goes into Chutz La'aretz, and over there he was intercalculating. Yeah, Ma'abeh Shanim, who was intercalculating the years, a long, long time ago we learned about that, the Koveya Chadashim, and fixing the months, the Chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz. Apparently, this is not allowed.
Only
in
Yehuda. Tanan ein ma'abivin et ha-shanim ela bi-Yehuda.
Aha, yeah. Shigru acharav shnei tamidei chachamim. They sent after him two tamidei chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Keifa uben beno shel Zachariah ben Kevutal. Right, so they sent two tamidim after him, Rabbi Yossi ben Keifa and the son of Zachariah ben Kevutal, the grandson. Kevan shira'a otam, when he saw them, Amalehem, he said to them, Lama batem, why did you come? Amule, lomot Torah banu, we came to study Torah. hechriz aleihem, he announced on them, and Hashem halalu gedolei hador, these men are great ones of the generation. Hem, they are. Vavotehem shimshu beveit hamikdash, and their fathers, forefathers, served in the Beit HaMikdash. Ko'ota sheshaninu, like we learned in the Mishnah, Zachariah ben Kavutal omer. Oh, we've got a Mishnah in the name of Zachariah ben Kavutal. Ah, that was the grandfather of the one of them who came. Haber pa'amim kariti lefanav besefer Daniel. Many times I would read before him the book of Daniel. For him, who's him? Cohen Gadol? Probably have to look in that Mishnah to see what that's about. But Rav Chanina brings a Mishnah to show that the grandfather of one of these Talmidei Chachamim was Zachariah ben Kavutal, who's mentioned in the Mishnah as serving in the temple. Hitchil hu metamei behem metaharim. He began to say something was Tameh, and they said it was Taharim, Tahor. Why they argued? He said something was Tameh, and they said it was Tahor. Who oser behem atirim? He forbade something, and they permitted it. Hechriz aleihem, he then changed his mind and said about them, Anashim halalu shel shav hem, shel tohu hem. These men, what's very nice, are shav, nothing. Shel tohu, desolation. Okay.
Tohu, desolation.
Tohu, tohu vavohu. Amulah, they said to him, Kvar banita viata yechol lestor. You have already built Kvar banita viata yechol lestor, and you can't demolish it. You've already made a fence, and you can no longer breach it. What does it mean? It means you already praised us in front of the people. You built us up. You can't tear us down now. Right? They won't believe you. Amalahem, he said to them, "Bifnei ma ani matamei v'atem matarim? Why? For what reason, when I say something is tameh, you say something is tahor? Ani oseh v'atem matirim? When I say something is forbidden, you say something is permitted." Amrulah, so they said to him, "Mepnei she'ata ma'aveh shanim v'koveh chadashim, because you're calculating the years and fixing the months for chutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to do that." Amalahem said to them, "Alo Akiva ben Yosef, hayam ma'aveh shanim v'koveh chadashim v'chutz la'aretz. But didn't Rabbi Akiva, ben Yosef?"
Is this Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah, I think so.
First time?
Akiva ben Yosef is
called
Yosef.
Here.
Yeah, it says, "Valo Akiva ben Yosef asachen, betanan b'yivamot amar Rabbi Akiva, kishi yoraditi lenaadea la ben shanim b'ferik batra." Yeah. So the Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Akiva." And Rashi brings that as the Rabbi Akiva that we're talking about. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Look at that. There we go. Quiz question for Shabbos. What was Rabbi Akiva's father's name? Yosef. But wait a minute. So Rav Chanina says here, didn't Rabbi Akiva calculate outside areas as well? Amulah, they said to him, Hanach Rabbi Akiva, leave aside Rabbi Akiva. He didn't leave anyone like him in Eretz Yisrael. When there's no man, be a man. But when there are men, leave it to the other men. We learned that last week, huh? When there's no man, be a man. Right, so if there was no one like... Yeah, Bar-Kapar. So, if you look on the fourth line here of the second column, you'll see a typo in the article. Typo. Fourth line, the word Eretz Yisrael is spelled wrong. In the second column. No, in your English. The word Eretz Yisrael spelled in English.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I spot that. Okay.
So anyway, you have to keep on your toes to make sure everything's good. So Amulah, they said to him, "Yes, leave Rabbi Akiva alone, because there's no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he was permitted to do it." Amalehem. So he said to them, Rabbi Chanina said to them, "Afanilo hinachti kamoti Eretz Yisrael." Yeah, me too. I also didn't leave anyone like me in Eretz Yisrael. Amulah, they said to him, "Gedayim shehinachta naasu tiyashim ba'alei karnayim." The kid goats, the gedayim, the small goats, right, that you left behind, have become rams with horns. You're right, Rabbi Akinina, when you left, there was no one like you. They were just, but now they've grown, they're gedolim. Behem shigrunu etzlecha, and they sent us to you. V'chen amru lanu, and they said to us, lechu v'imru lo bishmenu, go to him and say in our name. Im shomea mutav, if he listens, then it's well, all is good. V'im lav, yehei benidui, and if not, then he will be excommunicated. V'amru, over the page, V'amru la'acheinim shebegola, and say to our brothers in the diaspora, Im shomim mutav, if they listen to us, then it's good. V'im lav, and if not, ya'alu lahar, let them go up to the mountain. What does that mean? Rashi says, V'amru la'agola, shelo yishmulo, ya'alu lahar, le'achad ha'arim, le'hitnaheg, v'chukot ha'amim, livnot bamot. Go up on the mountains and act like the rest of the nations and build yourself altars, right? Go and do some idol worship. If you want to be a Jew, then listen to me. If not, go.
You build yourself what?
Altars, bamot.
Like Mount Carmel.
Right. Okay. Achia Yivneh Mizbeach. Achia will build an altar. Hanania Yinagen Bekino, and Hanina will play his harp. Right? Vayichpuru Kulam, and they can all be kofrim, they can all deny God. Chas v'shalom. Vayomru Ein Lahem Chalek Ve'olei Yisrael, and say of themselves that they have no portion in the God of Israel. Miyad, immediately, Ga'u Kol Ha'am V'bichya, the entire nation moaned and wept. Ba'amru, and they said, Chas v'shalom. Yesh lanu chalek b'Elokei Yisrael. We do have a portion in the God of Israel. Okay. Everyone good so far? Good the story? The Gemara says, the Kol Kach Lama. Why do you need, why all this? Why all this go on? So it's not why did he need to do all that drama. Why all this is why was it not permitted to calculate the years outside Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, why go to all this fuss to stop someone calculating the years outside Eretz Yisrael? What's the problem? Answer, Mishum Shneemar, because it states in the verse, Ki Mitzionte Tzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yushalayim, because from Sion Torah will go forth, and the word of Hashem from Yushalayim. That means only intercalculation can be performed in Israel.
The calculation?
The Ibor Hashanah, the Ibor Hashanah. I learned a very nice Perush. I have to share it with you, I'm sorry. It's not in Brachot, but it's very nice. From Rav Ofer Erez. We mentioned him before. Rav Ofer Erez, one of the Talmidim of Rav Berland.
He's
Moshe? No, not Moshe Erez, the one.
Is he the other?
Yeah. there's Moshe Erez Doron, who your wife's going on the trip with, Lineda, tomorrow. She'll have a good trip. But
then he's within two from Rabbi Ellen?
No.
My son was hosting him.
Yeah, he was hosting him.
He may want to be going to that yeshiva. He may want to join Merkava. Yeah. So he said he's going to Uman to pray for it, just to see what Rabbi wants him to do.
You go to Muslim?
I just hear that he's going to
my wife.
Tov, interesting, it's all interesting. It's good, it's very good. So anyway, so we have Offer Erez, who is a student of I've never met him, but my wife was in Oman with him and bought Sefer from him. A very nice Sefer. I just read the introduction, just like we haven't started. I read a part of it was on Purim. So I read that a few weeks ago, so I thought I'd actually start reading the book now, because I just read a section from it. Anyway, so I just read the introduction yesterday. I had to put it down. Like the light, just from reading the introduction. I just had to like sit there and think about it. Like, anyway, in a gist, I won't spoil it for you, because it's just worth reading him from the... But he says over there, what's Soda Ibor? Says Soda Ibor that we mentioned here, like in Gemara and in Hashkab, Soda Ibor, the secret of Ibor. So Ibor, one of the words of Ibor, which is why I remembered it, is intercalculation. But Ibor literally means pregnancy. So we said another Soda Ibor is to do with Gilgalim, or Neshama. Well, we mentioned it when we were talking about reincarnation. But he says like this, he says Soda Ibor has a meaning that Ibor is pregnancy. And in terms of Gilgulim, it means that you have the ability to receive the neshama of someone else. Right? We talk about neshamas can come into you. Right? He says that that tzaddik has the ability to he explains exactly how this happens, and he shows in Likutei Moran where it comes from. But basically, in a nutshell, the tzaddik has the ability to come inside you. The neshama, the tzaddik, the more you attach yourself to the tzaddik, the more he's able to influence you. And he says, you wake up one morning and you start just doing mitzvahs and you're doing, right? And it's not you. It's mamash, it's not you. You were never like that before, right? You were never like that, you were never like this before, right? He was sitting here learning this. Where was that? Right? You never had that yearning to Torah, right? So what's that? That's the tzaddik. The neshama of the tzaddik, the soda ibor. The secret of ibor is the tzaddik can come inside your neshama and influence you to... that's why Rav Nachman says, you can be like me, mamash. And he wasn't joking. You can actually be like him, mamash. Right? The closer a person gets to the tzaddik, the more he mevatels himself to the tzaddik, the more the tzaddik can enter into him, start... No, he said you don't even know it's happening. So you won't feel it, you don't know it's happening. You just wake up one morning and realize that you're doing Torah mitzvot and think, where on earth that came from? And he said, that's soda ibor. It's because the tzaddik's inside you. Anyway, he wrote it with like very.
You're doing it almost without a kesher to the tzaddik. Could be without a kesher to the tzaddik.
How do you mean?
Because he was not doing mitzvot, had no connection. And all of a sudden he was doing it. If there was no connection before, he definitely didn't try to connect himself to it.
No, so that's not then soda ibor. Then he's doing it because of prayers, because of other things. Right, committed. But a person who gets close to the tzaddik, they start doing wonderful, amazing things. Right, well, where do I get the strength to do wonderful, amazing things? Now the tzaddik is doing it all through me.
So, now I don't need
statement.
Huh? I don't
need statement as well.
Who?
The tzaddik. Yeah, it's not like a... Yeah. It's like completely mamash nullifying. It's like the essence of nullifying yourself to the... Anyway, it was a very, very huge idea. Tov, soda ibor. Okay. Gemara says, Bishloma hu metaher v'hem metamin l'chumra. Now, it's understandable what happened before. He was saying something is tameh, and they were saying it was tahor. he was saying something is forbidden, and he was saying it's permitted. So the Gemara says, but why did they do that? It's understandable. With Bishloima, it's understandable. Humatahir, if he said it was Tahor, and they said it was Tameh, that would be understandable. Why? Lachumra. Because if you're going to argue with someone, then at least go Lachumra. Right? Make it... You're not going to wreck anyone up. If you're going to argue, just for the sake of arguing, or to make a point, then at least argue for the chumrah, don't make it more lenient. Ela, hu matamei vehem matarim heichi chavei. Right, but if he made it tamei and they made it tahor, heichi chavei, how could it be? How could they do that? Vaha tanya, and it was taught in a brighter, hacham shetimei ein chaveiro rashai latahir. We also had in a brighter, not just logically it doesn't make sense, but we've got a brighter which goes against it. It says, a wise man that makes something tamei, ein chaveiro rashai latahir, his friend does not have the permission to make it tahor. Right? If one hacham says it's tamei, then another hacham can't come along and make it tahor. Not allowed. Even if he thinks there's a way to make it tahor, once a chacham has said it's tamei, can't change it back. Asur ein chaveiro rashei latir. The same thing too. If a chacham makes it asur, forbidden, then his friend can't come along and make it permitted. Permitted.
Different Shabbat laws. Let's say you can put the tea back.
He's not a chacham. If he's a chacham, he knew what he was saying. He had a reason for saying it.
Yeah, of course. The chacham said it.
That's why he said it was tamei, not simply as a offense to as another reason. He had a good reason. He had a good reason to do it. So you can't undo it. So why was it then that in our case of Rav Hanina that these two sages came along and they permitted things? Answer: Kasavre, because they thought or they held ki hechi de la nigau batre, in order that people would not be drawn after him. Right, it was more important for people not to follow him than it was to worry about these making something tahor and tamei, right? So presumably they had reason. They weren't causing people to sin, so they weren't saying something was asur and permitted if it really wasn't. They obviously found a way to say that it was. They found another side, but they did go against and contradict lekula instead of contradicting lechumra, which is what you would have expected. Why did they do that? In order that people wouldn't follow him. Okay. Tov. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brighter. Kishenichnasu Rabbatenu leKeren BeYavna. When the rabbis entered Keren BeYavna, there's a famous yeshiva still now at Keren BeYavna. Guy who's buying my house studies at Keren BeYavna. Okay, so when the sages entered Keren BeYavna, can also mean talk. All right, when they entered the study hall, Hayusham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nehemiah, Rabbi Eliezer, Beno, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So there were a lot of rabbis there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nehemiah, and Rabbi Eliezer. They're already there. Patchu kulam bichvod achsania v'darshu. They opened all of them. They began bichvod by giving honor to their hosts. Right, what does that mean? Rashi says the host means the people who took them in. The householders, people who take guests into their house. So they started their shiur by praising the hosts in Yavna. And they gave a drasha as follows. Patach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hamadabrim B'chol Makom B'chvod Torah V'darash. So that's what everyone else did. But Rabbi Yehuda, who was the first of the speakers in every place, he was the main speaker, he began with a different, by giving kavod to Torah, not to the hosts. And he expounded instead on that. And what did he say? He said as follows. Moshe yikach et ha'ohel v'natan lo michutz l'machaneh. Moshe took the tent and put it outside the camp. Right? This was a tent of meeting. And it was all those that sought Hashem would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. So about this, Rabbi Yehuda said, "V'halot varim kal v'chomer." Don't we learn from here, kal v'chomer? Ma aron Hashem shelo hayam uruchak ela shnei masar mil. Now, if the ark of Hashem, which was distant from them only 12 mil, right? 12 mil is the length of the camp. So if it mil, 12 kilometers, kilo, 10 kilometers, kilo, right? That's the size of the camp of Eretz Yisrael, I think. Yeah, it was 12 by 12. Yafet. So if it was outside the camp, the furthest away you could have been from the Aaron would have been 12 mil if you're on the other side of the camp. And the Aaron was outside the camp. So we learned from Mikal Bekombe, if the Aaron was only 12 mil distance away, maximum, Amra Torah, the Torah said, Vahayakom Vakesh Hashem Yitzei El Ohel Moed. And the Torah said, all those people who sought Hashem, my reminder, all those people who sought Hashem should go outside. Yitzei El Ohel Moed should go outside to the tent of meeting. Tamidei Hachamim, Shaochim Meil Eir, so Torah scholars who go from city to city, country to country, in order to Lilmod Torah, to learn Torah. Alacha Kama Makama, how much more so that they should be described as Dorshei Hashem, seekers of Hashem. Tov. We'll stop there then, because we reached 10 o'clock.